I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Let me begin my discussion of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by describing a moment from Guardians of the Galaxy. Sometime past the halfway point, one of the members of the Bad Guys Reluctantly Doing Good Stuff team, Rocket, a CG animated raccoon, delivers a brief monologue where he expresses his anger and frustration at the treatment he's received at the hands of the other characters. It's a surprisingly effective moment, using a combination of believable CG animation, good voice work by Bradley Cooper, and some nice writing by director and writer James Gunn and his partner Nicole Perlman to bring depth and credibility to this little character. Towards the end of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, one of the CG animated turtles, I don't know which one, I don't care, delivers a speech as the team faces certain death about how much he loves and admires his brothers. It goes on and serves only as an obvious setup for a very predictable punchline, one made worse by the fact that the gag is pretty much bungled by director Jonathan Liebesman. And that's the way it goes for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The film has been poorly served by being released following Guardians of the Galaxy. Not that opinions of it would be any better had it hit the screens at some other time. It'd always be a mediocre film. It's just that coming out in close proximity to Guardians casts Turtles' deficiencies in sharp relief. Basically, both films are the same in their humble intent. Provide a couple of hours of action-packed entertainment, nothing more, nothing less. It's just that whatever Turtles tries, Guardians has done smarter, wittier, and more creatively. I'm wondering if part of the reason for that is that Guardians director James Gunn is also its co-writer, and a pretty good one at that. He has the confidence to connect the film's action mandate with his own skills in sculpting character and bringing a unique outlook to a very standard Find the MacGuffin plot. Turtles director Liebesman was responsible for the similarly disposable Wrath of the Titans and the actually not too bad Battle Los Angeles, but here turns writing duties over to other people and is working in the Michael Bay feature factory and all of the characteristics of the Bay brand of filmmaking attached: the pointless, vertiginous camera moves, the nearly incomprehensible action sequences, CG character animation that's at once elaborate and not particularly pleasurable to watch, and an approach to storytelling that downplays the need for any kind of writing that might rise above the cliché. Amazingly, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has even less of a plot than Guardians of the Galaxy. Its title almost is the plot, and its characters aren't anything to talk about. There are differentiations to the turtles, but they don't really stick. And as for the human players, Megan Fox brings the same commitment and credibility to her role as video journalist April O'Neil as she did to her role as an auto enthusiast in the Transformers films, while Will Arnett and William Fichtner do what they usually do, which is at least something. There's nothing horrendously bad about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's just more pap out of the Michael Bay supposed-to-be-fun factory. If you've already seen Guardians of the Galaxy and need another summertime action fix, why don't you see Guardians of the Galaxy again? I'm not rushing back for a second viewing myself, but I've no doubt that if I went in for another go, it would still deliver more entertainment and surprises than my first viewing of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at the CineFantastique Online website. Catch up on what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.